This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 6b and 7. It says there, "When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." End of quote. When the king of the northern kingdom, Amaziah, said to Amos the prophet to go from Israel to Judah and prophesy there and don prophecy in his land, Amos replied and said this, "I was neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd and also a fig fruit picker. However, the Lord took me from tending the flock and said, 'Go prophesy to people in Israel.'" End of quote. You see, Amos was a cattle and a fig tree grower. His family didn't have any prophecy background, but God called him and sent him to Israel because the land was immersed in sin and rebelliousness against God's law for a long period of time. There were several disasters happened in the city because God sent it to capture their attention, to turn to him, but they would not. The prophet Amos asks, "When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it?" Beloved, it is true about the disaster we face today as well. It is true about our disaster. When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Yes, God caused and allowed it. The Lord says in chapter 5, verse 4, "Seek me and you may live." Do not seek and go to Bethel, Gilgal, or Beersheba. Verse 6 repeatedly says, "Seek the Lord and live." You see, God causes disaster in the city, nation, and the world so that you and I would truly seek him. Stop seeking and visiting places of idol worship like Bethel, Gilgal, or Beersheba, but seek the living God in heaven. As a result, you would live. You would live abundantly with his blessings here now and live eternally with him when you close your eyes in death. Alternatively, if the true seeking of God and repentance does not happen, death and even worse, the eternal death away from God eternally would be the result. The Lord asked them to have a retrospective look in chapter 4, 6 to 12. The Lord says he gave an empty stomach and lack of bread, yet they have not returned to him. He withheld rain when the harvest was just 3 months away, yet they have not returned to him. He sent rain on one town and withheld it from another. And he also says they struggled to get and drink water, yet they did not return to him. God struck their gardens and vineyards. He sent locusts to completely destroy their vegetation, fig, and other plants, yet they did not return. He sent plagues among people. He killed their men and fulfilled their nostrils with the stench of death, yet they did not return to him. He overthrew some of them, and they were like a burning stick snatched from the fire, yet they have not returned to him, declares the Lord God. Now chapter 4 verse 12 says, this is what the Lord will do. He says, "Because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God." You see, their perspective look now is for God's judgment, which was already finalized by him. You see, prepare to meet God is not a plea for repentance this time. The time of repentance has disappeared. Severe judgment is imminent now. God punished them in the past. He chastised them in the past. However, they have not returned to him in repentance. Now national destruction, calamity are about to fall on them. If nothing else history teaches, this is what history teaches to all of us. You see, Amos ministered to Israel, the northern kingdom of 12 tribes. Their stiff-necked disobedience and unwillingness to repent resulted in exile by the Assyrian Empire in 722 BC, never to come back to the land of promise. The 12 tribes were scattered all over the world by the Assyrian Empire, and we call them today as the lost tribes of Israel. You see, God allowed a remnant of the southern kingdom called Judah, tribes of Judah and Benjamin, to come back to the land and reestablish there, even though they were conquered later by Babylon due to their disobedience to his commandments. The intercessory prayer of confession by Daniel for the nation, chapter 9 of the book of Daniel in the Bible, based on God's promise, Jeremiah 23:11 and 29:10, resulted in their return to the land. Beloved, dishonoring God and stiff-necked rebelliousness to His word, if continued without signs of repentance, results in no way of escape of God's judgment. When God asks you to prepare to meet Him, may this not happen to none of us, our people, or our nation. Beloved, turn to the Lord when His grace and mercies are available. Today is the time of repentance and salvation, as the Bible clearly says. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Jeremiah says this about the people who cried out bitterly in Jeremiah 8, chapter 8, verse 20. He says, "The harvest is past. The summer has entered and we are not saved." What a bitter cry. The Lord was abundantly patient with the northern kingdom of Israel until the final decision of exile was made by the Almighty God, never to come back, that was finalized. However, the book of Amos ends with hope for the future restoration of all tribes of Israel. It says in chapter 9, verse 11, "In that day I will raise up the fallen booth of David." The booth, tent, or the house of David was fallen so low in those days. However, the promise is this: the kingdom covenant God made with David would definitely be perpetuated in David's greater son, Jesus Christ, in the already fulfilled promise to Messiah, who came through the line of David, died and rose again for our sins. God would plant all the tribes of Israel on their land beautifully and graciously, never to be rooted out again from their land, because they all are going to look at Jesus the Messiah and weep bitterly over their sins of piercing Him on the cross. You see, this is the mountaintop view of the final fulfillment of the prophecy of Amos. Along with them, the Gentiles who believed in David's greater son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior and Lord, would also be established firmly and eternally. All humanity's hope is based on the Davidic covenant God made with David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 to 16. And the culmination is the everlasting and never-ending kingdom established at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ, when Israel as a whole look at Him and weep over Him for their ignorant act of crucifying the Savior of the world, who came as the fulfillment to their Old Testament prophecies. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, if calamity happens in the city, is that not caused by God? Yes, God allowed it to happen. God want us to seek to You, Lord. I know God want us to seek You in repentance. Lord, I come to You and I pray and I seek You for the healing of the nation and blessing of the people. Lord, help these days. Pray for Your healing. Pray that You forgive the sins, and pray that the people will repent and come back to You. Jesus Christ died for our sins, buried and rose again. In Him there is salvation and future hope. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.